Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
DJ Epps and Friends Show, weeknights at 10 p.m. with live turntable mixes and interviews. It's time to turn up your smart device and crank it loud. Yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
Father God, we first want to take this time to say thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for love. Thank you for those who are tuned in. In your holy name we pray. Amen. This is DJ Epps and Friends. Let's go.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Epps. We in the building, man. Listen. Yeah, man, it's been a long day for me, but we're going to get to it, man. And what a way to end up the day by talking to my boy Avant tonight. Word up, ladies, grown folks, ladies, baby mamas, grandmamas. Aunties, especially the aunties, you know, yeah, that era, oh my God. Avant will be in the building today! Yeah, man, DJ Epps, let me break some records and I'm gonna bring Avant in. So, in the meantime, everybody, share the page, share the page, share the page. You gotta share the page. You got to share the page. It's gonna be crazy up in here, alright? And I'm gonna let you know more info. We got Uncle Luke coming up next week. Word up, Drummer Boy coming up next week. Oh my God! Alright, man, let's break some records before we bring Avant. This is that brand new, word up, Ghost Rider. It's called Huddle. Everybody turn your radios up.
DJ Epps.
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play.
Go!
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play.
Go!
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play.
Yeah!
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play. Gotta keep your eyes on the cloud.
Hey!
Time's in a race, not a second you can waste, homie. I've been on the grind nonstop.
That's right!
Celebrate the wins, then we level up a... Grace, what you don't see that got me in this position. Boy, I'm coming for that crown without my dentist's permission. Trying to occupy the throne until they hand me eviction. When they tell me shut up and dribble, I'll be damned if I listen. I went from train hopping to training my mind to get it popping. Born with limited option, excuses up for
addiction.
I'm a clipboard killer, my boy, I'm gunning for...
Yeah.
I take to draw my own play and suit up and run it. My...
Woo.
85 Jordan with the gold chain. 2010 Kobe with the five rings.
Yeah.
91 Prime with the high step.
Yeah.
Black Jesus turned the gate.
You see the gold chain heavy.
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play.
Hey.
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play.
Hey.
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play.
Hey.
Head in the huddle, drawing up a play. Gotta keep your eyes on the cloud.
Okay.
Time's in a race, not a second you can waste, homie. I've been on the grind nonstop.
Come on.
Celebrate the wins, then we level up again. Break.
I got another one, man. Word up, man. Brand new Grimas, we them Zos. Oh, yeah, them Haitians are coming. Them Haitians are coming. This is that glizzy.
DJ Epps.
30 in a glizzy, that's on me.
Ah!
Murder, 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 type of shit.
Whoa!
I am a DJ, pull that up again. Pull it, pull it.
Oh, yeah, I'm Mr. King of breaking records out here. They call me the record breaker. Brand new Grimas, glizzy, we them Zos.
30 in a glizzy, that's on me.
Woo!
Murder, 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 type of shit.
What you on, baby?
Anyone you niggas trying to do me wrong.
That's right.
We gon' have to kill your family.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You gon' have to move your family.
Oh.
Murder, 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 type of shit.
Come on.
Get the yellow tint in the police. 30 in the glizzy, that's on me. I'm gon' let it wait to referee. You don't want that pressure, we don't let you slide. Chopper, woogie, woogie, you gon' let you slide.
Okay.
My niggas will hit you up for
level of family up in here. Trini, what up? Paco, what up?
Fried chicken, you niggas.
Oh man, we strong.
Top of chopper, go bang.
Yeah.
100 rounds on a sending clip like it ain't a nuts. I should have. Time to load them up, gonna fold them up, leave his mama with new pain. Hey. We ain't hearing it, nigga.
14,000? Excuse me, 1,400? Yeah, I could count. Trust me. Let's go. Everybody, shit a pay.
30 in a glizzy, that's on me.
Brand new Grimas.
Murder type of shit.
Yeah.
Anyone you niggas trying to do.
Brand new Grimas is called Glizzy.
You have to kill your family.
Ain't Norma.
Yeah.
My dog St. Clair with me.
You gon' have to move your family.
Montclair, what up, boy?
Murder type of shit.
Yeah.
Get the yellow tape in the police.
I got more. I got that brand new Smiles Official. Yeah. Yeah, he got that Street Academy out right now. This is called American Dream. Smiles Official, what up?
DJ.
I'm on my way to the kitchen.
Yeah.
I got some power stuff.
Whoa.
I just be whipping the cookies.
Delano.
I just be cooking.
Jamaica in the building.
I'm on my way to the lot.
Let me know where you from. All right, CP, what up?
I just be whipping the cookies.
Smiles Official.
I be cooking it up. If I show you my chat, I'm gonna fuck up
your neck. Whoa. No shit!
Hey.
What up? What up? Let's go! Grimas, what up? Everybody in the room tonight! Share the pay!
This the American dream!
Yeah!
This the American dream!
Yeah! JR Jump Off, what up, boy? Yeah.
How y'all be thinking about commas?
Yeah.
I just be thinking about commas.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for the drama.
Nah.
I just be counting blue honey.
Whoa.
It's Bobby
Boucher. Oh, there's that record right here. Shout to Bobby Boucher in Miami right about now. Is that brand new joint, Bobby Boucher, Badia Blue, Switch.
Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
Turn up.
I switched on them, yeah. I flipped on them, yeah. Niggas be creeps, so I ditched on them. Bitch made the money, got rich on them.
What?
Bitches like a stupid, got the tip on them. I got big for him, got his bitch for him. Got big kahunas, got big for him.
Let's go.
Big bag, big money like big.
Imperial mindset.
Let's get the money for the
bag. Hey.
Bitches mad, I don't fight, I put a bag on them. Trying to come and take my money, red flag on them. Then I send my girls to get them, then they rag.
Come on.
Shorty bad, yeah, she thick with a big clip. Yeah, she got a living large and a big shit. Yeah, if I shoot, I don't miss with a good grip. Turn my K's into M's, that's a big flick. Yeah,
turn my K's into M's.
Let's go.
Yeah, trying to get on my level when I switch up.
Okay.
Got a band in my pocket, lift my hips.
Uh-huh.
Bitches talk, I look crazy, watch them hiccup.
What?
Yeah, I'm popping.
Billy Wiz, what up, boy? I'm
trying to get on my level when I switch up.
Yeah.
Got a band in my pocket, lift my hips up.
Yeah.
Bitches talk, I look crazy, watch them hiccup.
It's Bobby Boucher. Come on.
Switched on her. Left her in the dust and the rush on the clutch when I dipped on her. Dropped a brand from the first to the fifth on her. Broke her heart with a sister, put the dick in her. I was cursed to the worst when I kissed on her. R. Kelly, how she thirsty.
She say less.
She the devil in a dress, under the level of the stress. Two lines on the test, she skipped. She got a grip on her. Body like a track, sweet pussy like a snack with some tips on her. Big booty like a slap, tattoo like a bat. Trip, trip, coming back. Dipped on her. Tripped on her. Pussy so wet, playing rookies on the back. Put your chip.
I got more. Avant tonight, get ready.
She better come correct, I put this dick in her.
Hold up, man. Bobby Boucher, Miami. Oh, yeah, get ready. Another new joint, Mr. Cooper. Yeah, yeah, we gonna get into that Avant. You know what I mean? Yeah, we going there. Brand new Mr. Cooper. No Mercy. And we gonna bring in my man Avant in a minute. Hold tight.
DJ Epps.
Late nights, early morns. Gotta catch a flight home. Can't wait to get back to see you.
Queen V, what up?
And I can tell by the texts that you sent to me.
Yeah.
Baby, you want me to break you off. That's what I do. You can call me your direct.
Trap and beat.
Let's make a move.
Yeah.
Babe. I wanna see you in your heels and your lingerie.
Turn up.
Ain't worried about the neighbors. They gon' hear you scream.
Share the page.
Jackson, beat it.
That's right.
I hope you ready for what's really about to happen.
Okay.
Baby, we gon' shut the world off. Woo. Ain't no distractions. And I'm gon' do them things.
Avant, that's that boy, Mr. Cooper.
And I'm about to give you no mercy.
No mercy, ladies.
I'ma give you no mercy.
That's right. And I'ma give you this D.
No mercy.
And a full Nelson.
No mercy.
Like that.
I'ma give you no mercy.
Put my two fingers in your mouth, girl.
And I'ma give you this D.
Hold up, no mercy. Let me get in my sexy on.
Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
Hold up, Diddy. Avant coming up about like 6 more minutes, all right? Hold up, man. Let me get in my vibe. This is that grown folk music right here. Don't get it twisted. Gabo. Blue Medina, happy birthday. Everybody, Blue Medina just stepped in the building. The birthday girl just stepped in the building. Blue Medina, happy birthday, boo. Hold up, Avant.
Silhouette of a perfect frame.
Come on.
Shadows of your smile. Will always remain, always remain.
Let's go.
Beginner's love soon fades away.
Trayvon, turn up.
Oh, baby, we go on. I will always.
No headphones, no headphones today.
Long as I live,
Kiki, we love some Kiki, say it. Toolbox TV, turn it up loud. 305 ETV. As long as I live. Are we going to turn up on him? Manny 42. Hey, jeez. Come on. Hold up. I got more.
DJ Epps.
Yeah. About like 4 minutes. We're going to bring Avant on here. All right? 4 minutes. No. 4 minutes.
DJ Epps.
Gibbo. Yeah, man. DJ Epps, we vibing, man. Toolbox TV. Listen, if you just joined us, this is the number one mix show in the world. In the world. Right here on 305 ETV. Sirius XM, what up, baby? How y'all doing over there? Turn up. Avant. Gibbo. Buddha Baby Woo in the building. Heard up. Blue Medina, happy birthday, Doobie Club in here. What up? Yeah, man. Avant, this is at 4 minutes. Oh, you thought that was written? No, he has a song called 4 minutes. Listen, young ones, pay attention. You want to wind and dine a female? This is how you do it right here. Go! Oh! We tell them. Get ready for Avant! Next Tuesday, Drummer Boy will be in the building. Next Thursday, Uncle Luke will be in the building. Baby Soda coming soon. Wyclef coming soon. Go! Hold up, man.
DJ Epps.
Get ready for Avant, baby.
Listen. I've been waiting to tell you this.
Whoa.
You are.
Whoa. Yeah. If you love R&B, put your hands up, ladies. Turn it up loud. The Bluetooth real loud. A lot of tulips. What up? Wow. Yeah.
Hey, yo, Epps. Let these motherfuckers know.
Blaze it up. What up? K-Hunter!
You and your friends talking, but when our eyes connect,
Big J, what up?
It was just like two ways on me. I'm your king, be my queen, and what did you want to do tonight? My truck is parked out front, so let's ride. I can read your mind, babe.
There's that joint right here.
I know what you're thinking.
You know what y'all thinking.
It's all right.
It's all right. DJ is the best.
It's all right.
Nicole, tell him, Nicole.
I can read your mind.
Heartbeats for four. What up?
I know what you're thinking.
I know. Manny, what up?
It's
all right, baby.
DJ Epps.
We getting ready for Avant.
So, baby, take a ride with me. And I'll fulfill all your fantasies.
Yeah.
All the love that's lost will be found.
Yeah.
I'll make your mind lose control.
Come on.
over your body, that's my goal. So baby, just come down here, just let the gravity
win.
Read your mind, babe. I can't
hold your, I know what you're thinking, girl.
Think it's all right.
Hey, Brown.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hello, Lily.
Baby,
your favorite DJ's in the building right now. Mr. Energy.
Got an idea, baby.
Your Zoe Poppy.
Oh,
DJ. Epps, sing along.
Yes. I know you want to touch.
Get ready for a bond.
I know you wanna see, I know you wanna be,
yeah.
In my BD,
yeah.
Grinding slowly,
yeah.
I know you wanna rub, I know you wanna touch,
woo.
I know you wanna feel, so baby keep it real,
uh-huh.
I know you wanna see, I know you wanna be,
share the page, share the page, everybody share the page, that's how it's gonna work.
I can read your mind. I know what you're thinking.
What we tell them?
Oh,
house, what it do, house? Doobie Club. Midas, Rich, what up? Jermaine, what up?
I know it's alright. Oh, oh, it's alright.
Shout my brother Big J. Big J, what up, boy? Artist audition. We getting ready for San Diego, baby. October 34th. Get ready, baby. Natalie, how you doing?
I wanna feel you. I want you to stay with me.
Get OD, what up, man?
Cause it's alright.
Yeah.
With me.
It's alright. Oh, man, listen, don't forget in ATL Atlanta, man, my people got that soul food restaurant, Solar Caribbean restaurant opening up this weekend, September 18th. Word up, baby. Oh, that's what, tomorrow? Yeah, should be a great situation. In Atlanta, word up, man, Solar Caribbean food, that's a family right there. You need to go check them out, man. They got a beautiful situation this weekend with their grand opening, so I need everybody to go peep my peoples out over there. Yeah, man. In in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, it's gonna be a problem. You need to go check them out. Listen, like I said, my peoples, you know what I mean? DJ Envy, New York City, I see ya. DJ Suave, what's poppin', you know what I mean? Yeah. Camilla, what's good? We about to bring on my man Avant. Avant, whenever you're ready, you let me know, baby. Don't forget, man. Tomorrow we're going to turn up 2 hours, 10 o'clock. It's going to be crazy.
Wait.
My brother Avant in the building. Word up. Avant, Avant, Avant. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring you to my brother, my man. He in the building right about now. Everybody, man, legendary Avant is in the building.
What up, man? Yo, I'm happy to be here, bro. Thank you so much, man.
Avant, what up, boy?
How you feeling, baby? You good?
Man, I'm just chopping it up for you, man, making sure you look good out here in these streets.
Hey, man, we got to keep this thing popping, baby. It's 2020, but we shaking it up our way, you know?
No, definitely. Let me get right for you. But in the meantime, Avant, man, I need you to let me know, man, are you safe and sound in these quarantine pandemic situation?
It's, you know what? It's been kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But it's been kind of cool for me. I've been in the game for 20-plus years, and a lot of times, you know, we don't really get to spend time with our family. So, you know... being able to, you know, spend time with my kids and, you know, really falling in love with being a father again, I think it's a beautiful thing, you know?
Nah, definitely. How many kids you got?
I got two. I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. So,
okay.
I'm, you know.
They grown, man. They grown.
Hey, you know, they doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like he was going through it with his one, his lady friend. And, you know, me being the songwriter that I am, I told him, you know, hey, this part of life, bro. You know? Don't worry about it. You be all right.
Nah, definitely. Word up, man. Avant, you still stay looking young.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, if I can get rid of some of these grays, I'll be all right. You know what I mean? But other than that, it's a blessing, yeah. Man. I'm happy, man. I'm blessed, man. And like I said, the game been good to me. I got my ninth studio album, Can We Fall in Love, produced by one of your New York homeboys, my man Travis Sales. Man, we just had a good time in the studio, you know, giving people real music, bro.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Yo, Lewis, can you turn the volume down on my computer for me, please? Because I can't really hear the interview right quick. Yo, so when you did these songs I was playing, man, you know, the kids, you know, was you know, born at that time or were being created, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, indeed, you know. I mean, you know how we do, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I was trying to figure out who I was, but I was so excited about the music game at that time. I was like, yo, I mean, they might like this, you know? And then I got your legs spread all over, you know what I'm saying? So things was just coming at the time. So I was just having fun with music, man.
Yeah, you look like you was a wild boy when you was a young one.
Hey, man, come on. We ain't gonna bring the those days.
Listen, man, in case you don't know or you've been just tuning in, man, you know, I know, you know, back in the days, I mean, you know, in the 90s, we ran into each other once in a while, maybe like How Can I Be Down or something like that. And you know, I have my thing popping, but like this right here, this virtual thing is very new to me, and I'm killing it from my understanding. Everywhere I'm walking around the streets, people are just, you know, a brand new recognition for me, and they bigging me up. So I want to say thank you as a friend for coming on the show and helping me build what I'm doing over here. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, listen, we're nothing without each other, bro. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. And once we understand that as artists, you know what I mean? Because we, and you know, you are artists as well. So once we understand that we can combine this dream together and make people happy with what we're doing, then we become the powerhouse. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Instead of always saying, yo, it's all about me as long as I get mine. No, bro, we stronger together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Man, all right, man. Let me get my questions ready, man, because those joints that I just played, I was like, damn, boy. We forgot about some of these joints, man.
Hey, damn. Man. Hey, you know what
How
it is, man.
That came up to you and said, yo, I was born with this song, or I mean, you know, me and old girl was doing our thing on your joint. How many people done came up to you and told you stuff like that? Plenty, huh?
Man, listen, I tell them like this here. I don't mind. I say, but I don't pay child support. So, you know, if you had kids, that's on you, bro. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know?
For sure. Everybody, if you just tuned in, this is my boy Avant. You know what I mean? Legendary R&B singer. And if you have any questions, you could go ahead and type your questions, and I'll put them up for you, and then, you know, we get down, man. All right? Okay, Avant, man. Avant, is that your government name?
Or is that your actually, that's my last name. So, you know, at the same time, I was going to come out with my first name, which is Myron, but it was an artist out at the time when I first was coming out named Myron. And I was like, yo, I might as well just go with my last name. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of different. It's French. Let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is, wait, you're French? You said French?
No, not at all. I'm a black man all the way.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm like, oh, that's not a French name. Word up, man. So when your career started, that was around?
My career started like 2000. It popped off in 2000.
And before then, like, who was you listening to that kind of inspired you to, like, you know, get your shit going?
Well, you know, it's crazy because my mom had me listening to people like Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, but my father had me listening to blues singers, you know what I mean? Like Johnny Taylor and, you know, ZZ Hill. So I had two dynamics. I had, you know, R&B plus blues storytelling. So that's how I try to combine my vibe to the music game. So you know what I mean? So I got both sides of it, and I'm proud of that. I'm glad for that.
That's what's up. And how do you feel about, like, R&B not really present nowadays? Like, you know what I mean? Do you think it kind of really died down? Or?
Well, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing for R&B right now. And the reason I say that is that when I came out, well, I'm going to go back to the 1990s. if the 1990s R&B was going from now to 2020, from then to 2020 now, we would be tired of it. We would be extremely tired of it. You know what I mean? So yeah, it needed that break. It needed that break. You know what I'm saying? But now the true R&B artists can come back and tell those stories and get that R&B, that good R&B back. So I think it needed that break, and I think we're in a good space right now.
Do you feel like that with hip-hop too? Like how, it, you know, once upon a time it was hip-hop, but now it's like trap music. Do you feel like, you know, some new artists like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole is bringing that other type sound back? Is this kind of like the same thing with R&B, you feel?
I think hip-hop, man, the thing that hip-hop done to R&B was it gave it a whole nother platform for R&B, because now it's R&B and hip hop. You know what I mean? But I don't want them to merge both of them together. You know, I think that they both should stand on their own. You know what I mean? So right now it's cool for you to do features. It's cool for you, but you can't be, we have our own audience. Our audience want to hear from us. You know what I'm saying? They want to hear, I stepped in the club in your hood. I slowly turned left. And there you still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, we poets. We poets at the game.
Boy, you better stop that, boy.
But we got to be those poets. Like, everybody can't be the same person, man. You can't be one artist. You know what I mean? We all got to be poets and do what we do.
Word. Somebody's asking if you're residing in Cleveland or somewhere else.
I'm sorry?
Are you in Cleveland like right now? Where you at right now? Somebody's asking.
I'm actually from Cleveland. From Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, hey, I've been in the game 20 years. I'm from some of every damn where now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up. What artists you enjoy hearing right now? Like, who you vibing? Who you like listening? Who's in your playlist?
Well, you know, I love, like, okay, my man Drake. Man, Drake is off the chain, man. You know what I'm saying? The way he mixes, you know, the rhymes with the melodies, unbelievable. You know, Chris Brown, Chris Breezy. I mean, come on, man. You know, music is in a good spot. Trust me, man. It's just about us controlling it. And I'm talking about taking it away from the industry it is. You know what I'm saying? And be your own boss and controlling what you do. You know what I mean? That's very important right now.
Word. Yo, they loving you right now. Boy, I think I did a great job booking you today, boy. Would you consider working with indie artists? If so, what steps need to be taken to make a reality?
Music is in a good spot. Trust me.
You read that?
I can't hear you breaking up.
Oh, my bad. I'm good.
You kind of going in and out, you know what I'm saying? But I, you know. Yeah, I hear you now. What was the question?
Somebody was asking, would you consider working with indie artists? And if so, what's the steps need to be taken to make that happen?
Oh, any new artists? Yeah, man, you know, of course, if you got the talent and you got the hustle, because this game is a grind. If you got the grind in you, man, you know what I'm talking about. You know, if you got to understand it. If it don't work, no. If you hear the word no, that's not a big enough word to stop me. You understand? You got to understand. You got to find the next avenue. You got to find the next way to get it done. So if you got that in you, hey, I don't mind working with you. But, you know, hey, it's on you.
Yeah. I totally understand. Now, what do you think about, like, they call R&B nowadays trap soul or trap and B. Are you okay with that terminology in this era?
I couldn't hear nothing you said. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, what's going on over here, man?
I don't know. You chopping up. I got you. What you say? Yeah, what you say?
No, I'm saying, like, what do you think about, like, some of the artists that they kind of call R&B trap and B nowadays, or trap soul? Are you okay with that terminology?
Man, I wish I could make out. I'm trying to make out what you're saying. I can't understand it.
Oh my God, man. I'm don't even know what's happening. I'm so sorry. You still can't hear me?
I got you now. What'd you say?
Nah, like R&B singers right now, man, they like to call their music trap soul or trap and beat. Are you okay with that terminology?
So you're saying the trap beats?
Trap and beat.
Trap. I can't make it out. I'm sorry, bro. I'm trying to hear what you're saying.
Trap and the letter B.
True.
You know what I'm gonna trap spell right now for you. I'm gonna do it right here. I'm gonna spell it right here.
The signal is bad.
Yeah, I don't even know, man. I went and boost up my signal. I'm about to go on my provider right now. Like, what the hell y'all did to me, man?
Okay.
There you go. There you go. How about now? You good?
I heard you say you're good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was trying to ask about R&B genre.
It's not. I can't make it out. I'm so sorry, bro. I don't know.
Am I?
Yeah.
What? Hold on. Let me come outside, man. Let me see if this cannot be, man.
Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you clearly. Okay. And I think
I mean, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. I don't know what you're saying. Like,
wow.
Okay. Well, yeah. What you say? Go ahead. Say it.
Damn, I'm so embarrassed. I don't even know what happened just now.
Yeah, you jumping around, so it's got to be like some Wi-Fi issues or something. What's going on right now?
Yeah, and that's messed up because I just bought a new provider with you know, big Wi-Fi gigs, and I'm like, why is this happening, man? I'm about to call him up. You can't understand.
I can't understand. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we got to do this. We got to do this again because I'm having a good time too.
Oh my God! You know what? I'm gonna hang up, and then let's bring it back on again.
I'm gonna come out and try to come back in and see what it does.
Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. It seems like everybody hears both of us, but he can't hear me. I don't know why. I apologize. I don't know what's going on today, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We gotta do this again because I'm having a good time.
I apologize. Let me bring my family back on, man, see if that's an issue right quick.
I'm gonna come out and try to come back in and see what it does.
Now, let me see what it do. They said I'm good. Everybody could hear me. Yeah, it must be his Wi-Fi because I boost my shit up. Yeah. Let me see if I bring him back on. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. It's not the first, but. All right, let me see. Yeah, let me see if we can work it out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Avant is in the building. We're going to get right. Yeah, it must be him because now he's having a hard time getting on. Yeah. Shout out to everybody else in the building. Charles Kings, Montclair. He said he got to restart his phone. Yeah, he's having a hard time trying to come back on, so it got to be on his side. Shout my brother Big J. Like, Big J, I appreciate you, man, for making this happen. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Come on. I hope it get right. And I apologize, everybody. I really, really, really do apologize. They said my service is good, and he can't jump on. He's having a hard time jumping on. Let me see if I can. Yeah, man. Shout out to MP3 Wax, man. Chris was popping, homie. That Bobby Boucher situation earlier.
Yo, yeah, what up?
It had to be on yours because you was having a hard time coming back on, huh?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Yo, anyways, I apologize either way.
No, we good. You know, they understand. I mean, this is what we go through, bro. You know what I mean?
Definitely. So I was trying to say, like, the era these days, they take the word R&B and call it trap R&B or trap soul.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with that?
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't change what it is. You know what I mean? You know, we always trying to reinvent the wheel, but the wheel has already been made. You know what I mean? You can call it whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but we have to respect what it is. And not only that, we actually are holding the torch from some greats that was, you know what I'm saying, that was R&B to the heart. So, yeah. I mean, you can call it what it is, but we still got to hold this torch and we got to hold it truly and have that respect for what it is. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely. Now, you just dropped a new album. And mm-hmm. the single is titled the same as the album. Talk to me about this new album called Can I Fall in Love? What inspired you to come out with this album?
Well, you know what? I hadn't cut an album in 5 years. And, you know, of course, I was like, yo, I don't know what space R&B is in. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I don't know what people really want to hear. Do they want to hear real stories? Do they want to hear, you know, people crooning? You know, because every time I listen to the radio, all I hear is shake that ass. Let me see you shake that ass. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, they don't want to hear that. But I would have a lot of people coming to me all the time saying, yo, man, we need you. We need that real R&B, bro. I want to be in love with somebody. I want to, you know, care about somebody. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, because I think that the new generation, they don't know. All they know is what they see. You see what I'm saying? So they don't have a blueprint on how to treat someone right or how to take care of someone. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I think that, you know, that's the reason for me putting the album out, man, just to make sure that, you know, the people like myself and other great artists, they're being heard, and other great people that's being heard and saying, yo, we love real music. We love being in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's play the record right quick. Go ahead and introduce to the master.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, go ahead and introduce the song. Let's play it right quick.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Everybody, yo, this is the new work right here, y'all. This is my new project, Can We Fall in Love? I want y'all to listen to this record. I wrote it for you guys. That's it.
Yeah, man. Let's get to it. All right, man. Turn your radios up. Turn your smartphone up. Turn the Bluetooth up. Let's go.
MP3Wax.com. We break records.
DJ Epps.
Let me turn you on to something. So much going on up in the streets. I'd rather be wrapped up in the sheets with you. Not what your phone say. I don't want it in a way. I wanna go there, yeah. Baby, you still catch my eye. Still make me feel so good inside.
Hey, I'm a DJ. Pull that up again.
Ladies and gentlemen, brand new Avant. Brand new Avant is going down. Come on.
We don't have to be a part of nothing. Baby, let me turn you on to something. So much going on up in the streets. I'd rather be wrapped up in the sheets with you. Not what your phone say. I want it in a way. I want to go there, yeah. Baby, you still catch my eye. Still make me feel so good inside. All for you. This passion, this thing we do. All we do. Follow my lead. Bring it to me. I'm gonna make sweet love to you, baby. Baby, can you tell me? Can we fall in love tonight? I wanna fall in love tonight. Turn the night into the day. We never tend to waste the time. Cause every part of you is mine. I wanna fall in love again. Everything is alright now. We can do it right now. Something about that thing that keeps me going. I'm not ashamed. All for you. Especially the thing we do. All we do.
can you tell me? MP3wax.com. We break records.
See? What? Look, look, man. You love that music. That's real music. You know what I'm saying? That's real music, fam. And it's like, I didn't try to be anyone else. Yeah. I wanted to give people authentic, true R&B music, bruh. And I think once we get back to that, and I'm talking about us as, you know, other artists, we get back to what people love about us, then we still got a lane. You feel me? Right. I was talking to my producer. He like, yo, just stay on the hamster wheel, bro. It's going to come back around to your time, bro. It's going to come back to what real R&B is. And that's all we got to do. We got to stay on that wheel, bro.
That's definitely going to happen. Because by the way, we're looking at your kitchen. You know that, right?
Huh?
You know we're looking at your kitchen, right?
Oh, you are? Oh, what for, man? Can you see me now?
Green stainless steel over there.
Can you see me now?
Nah, you gotta remember. That's like a.
Can you see me now? Can you got me now?
Yo, this is a memorable fucking interview. I'm loving it.
It sure is. It's crazy.
But you are exactly right. You are exactly right, man. And we are gonna get back to it, man. You know, I'm originally from New York and I live in Miami, but I listen to a lot of artists and I hear some R&B artists, they stay true, just like you, to your music and your lyrics and how you make people feel. You know what I mean? And, and yes, that's needed, especially at this time, in this pandemic era.
Well, I think we have to be authentic with ourselves. We got to be true to ourselves, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. People bought your records because they love what you do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when you try to become something else, now you're throwing them off. You know, and I think we have to respect that within ourselves. And I love what I do. I love how I touch people, you know, with music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at you and how you vibe on that. Like, I haven't seen a DJ spin something back since I was in New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. It's a beautiful look, and I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Because that's how we get excited about music, you know?
And you haven't been performing, obviously. Do you really miss that, don't you?
Yeah, oh, man, come on, bro. Come on, it's crazy because just think about it. Like, I've been blessed, so I can say it, you know. Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. And you see somebody's whole soul and crying and tears because they understand what that song is all about. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. To me, that matters, bro, because it's helping somebody. You know, I use my music as therapy. That's how I look at it, man. You know what I mean? Somebody need us at some point. You know what I mean? So I really miss the fans. I do, man. I miss them, man.
Do you bring women on stage and you know, you dance?
Well, you know, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, I used to bring them up there. You trying to get me in trouble. Yeah, man.
No, man. We just, you know, we reminiscing, man. This was legendary. I could just those shows. I would see them on the YouTube. Come on, man, stop that, man. Listen, so somebody else says and agree with you that you should do a joint with Drake. Like, that would be a great one right there. Like, don't you think?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What you say?
Oh, we getting back to that again?
Yeah, we back. We back on that again.
Drake, you would like to do a song with him?
Do what?
Drake.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'd do a song with Drake any day, bro. You know what I mean? Like, actually, we might have something brewing up too. You know what I mean? And just to know that I'm a huge fan of his, and he respectfully is a fan of mine. It's a beautiful look, man. You know what I mean? And that's just artists being artists at the end of the day. You know, we putting egos to the side. Let's just make music. Let's just do this thing the right way.
Yeah, yeah. K Hunter in the building. He wants to know what's your favorite song on your album.
Give it to me one more time, fam. I'm sorry, bro. This is crazy, huh?
Your favorite song on the album?
My first song on the album?
Favorite.
It's a beautiful look, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man, I'm so sorry, man. Epps, I can't understand what you're saying right now, fam. I know it's crazy. My favorite song on the album. My favorite song on the album. I don't really have, you gotta understand, man, I am a writer, so all of my songs is like my babies. And, you know, I don't have a favorite child. And, you know, I got two kids. I don't have a favorite child. So it's hard. It's, to me, it's more about more about moments in music. You know, like when I, the way the song the way the album opens up, it's a song called You Don't Love Me No More. You know, well, I was going through it at the time. I'm like, yo, do you just want me to be here because I can financially take care of you, or where the love at? You feel what I'm saying? So I was pulling that for myself. You know what I mean? And it penetrates totally different. You know what I mean? So I don't really have a favorite song, but I did write a song for the fans, and it's called I'm Nothing Without You. So it's a lot on the album, man. It's only, you know, I did 10 songs because I felt like, you know, right now people don't want to have to go through 15, 20 songs. You know what I mean? They don't want to do that. You know what I mean? No, so you just do 10 joints, and that's what it is.
Would you see yourself in a versus?
Man, I'm so mad at this thing. Epps, I can't hear. I don't understand. I'm so mad, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Versus. Have you been
watching? Versus. Okay, versus. Yeah, man. Everybody been talking about verses, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I have so much respect for my, you know, the other artists. Well, the other artists in the industry, you know what I mean? So it's hard for me to be on a versus type of thing. But at the end of the day, I know how hard it is to stay in this industry and how hard it is to keep on fighting forward to stay in it, that I don't like to pit myself up against anyone. But if they set up something, hey, we can have fun like that. I ain't tripping.
Celebrate music.
That's what it's got to be. It's got to be a celebration. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with it.
Do you see yourself going up against anybody?
Hey, if they set up something, hey, I'm with it.
You got to try to make that happen. We got to call Swizzy and Timbo. Big J, this guy is not only your friend, my friend, but he's a big fan of yours. Like, you know what I mean? Big up to Big J, and I want to thank him for, you know, making sure that this happens right here.
Man, listen, bro. Again, we're going to do this again, Epps, because I really, you know, I'm a huge fan, and I respect you, and I thank you so much for showing me this love and, you know, us merging each other's fan base. Man, music is everything, bro. Music heals the world. So, you know, shout out to my manager, Big J. Shout out to my man, you know, everybody out there that's supporting and loving what real music is. Shout out to everybody, man. We are here for you. This is what I'm saying. Like, everybody's in a pandemic right now. We're all trapped in our homes. You know what I mean? But because of you and because of myself, we give the people an outlet. You know, and it's very important for us to understand that we are the people that give people outlets. So thank y'all so much for supporting us. And that's real. I'm speaking for both of us, man.
No, for sure, for sure. Let me ask you one more question before you get up out of here, man. Now, okay. You know, I played the record earlier. What was your relationship? What is your relationship with Kiki Wyatt? Like, and how you came about with that hit record?
I'm sorry, say it one more time, fam. You know I'm trying to figure it out.
Kiki Wyatt?
Kiki Wyatt. Okay, yeah. Man, you know what's crazy? You know, when we – okay – I was always planning on doing Renee and Angela's My First Love when I was a shorty. My sister used to sit on the floor and she would rock. She would put a pillow behind her back and she would walk, rock against the wall, you know, and listen to music, rocking. And every time I would get sleepy, I would just go crawling and lay on her lap and she would rock me to sleep like that. Well, she was listening to My First Love a lot and actually like, I don't know what this song is, but I love this song. And I was about probably 10 years old. I said, but one day I'm going to do that song. I'm going to do that song, sis. And she was like, boy, go to sleep. You see what I'm saying? She didn't understand. Like, I was going to be in the industry, and I knew I was going to be in the damn industry. But, you know, once it happened, I said, yo, I made a promise to myself and my sister. So, you know, when I did it, she said, you told me that, too. I remember you telling me that. So, you know, and then, but the crazy part about it, to get to Kiki, she was only 15 years old when she cut the record.
Really?
Bro, and she killed it. One take.
Yes, she did. You know what I mean? Like, when you got the music back, what was your reaction to it?
What'd you say? I'm sorry. Know what you said?
You know what I'm saying? When the music was mixed and mastered and they returned it to you, what was your reaction?
I'm trying to make out what you said. You said music was what?
When it was turned into you with her vocals.
Oh man. When I heard her vocal?
Yeah.
Man, bruh. I mean, you got to understand, a 15-year-old girl, and it's crazy because I was in the studio, and I told my producer at the time, Steve Huff, shouts out to my man Steve Huff, too. We did Read Your Mind. We did Don't Take Your Love Away. We did Making Good Love. Man, we did so many records. But it did, you know, I was working on an album, and I'm like, yo, man, I need somebody to sing this song. And he was like, I got the girl. I got her, man. I said, oh, for real? He's like, no, trust me, man. I said, well, he said, but she's 15 years old. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, she got it, bro. I said, okay. So she came in and she opened her mouth, bro. I was just to the floor. I was floored, bro.
Wow.
I was floored. You got to think about it. A 15-year-old girl coming singing these grown lyrics, but she's still 15.
Yeah.
So after she stopped, she been 15. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, what in the hell is this? So, you know, but that lets you know how music is beautiful, man. It really is.
Yeah, it is, man. It is, especially if you know, if you can do a big collaboration with somebody.
Yeah, man, and we've been blessed to collaborate a lot, too, you know what I mean? And everybody asked me about us doing a duet album, and I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it right, though, you know what I'm saying? Again, Epps, if we do a duet album, I don't want to just talk about love. Because sometimes I love you, but sometimes I hate your ass, too. You get what I'm saying? So I want to keep it all the way organic and real, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to keep it 100 when it comes to that.
You ain't lying, man. Yo, Bob, man, listen. When you get to Miami, I need you to come to the mansion. Can you hear me?
I got you, bro. I'm coming. I'm coming, fam.
I'm gonna have the mansion ready for you and the family, whatever. You guys come over and we could do this together.
Hey, no, we're gonna do it. And we're gonna get, and you know what? We're gonna try to do this again because I respect, like I said, man, you got the people that's following you, I got the people that's following me. We're gonna merge these things together, man. We're gonna do that.
Definitely, definitely. if you can hear me, let everybody know where they can find you and your music.
Everybody, you know, go to @AvantMusic on IG, Facebook Avant. My daughter making me open up a TikTok account. You know what I'm saying? I got all types of stuff. Man. I got
you
all types
of stuff. Doing some TikTok dances?
I'm actually open up a YouTube thing I'm doing. They got me doing all types of stuff, and I respect that because it's the game, man. I'm with it. I'm 100% with it, fam.
No, you are, and I'm going to make you win more, all right, man? Listen, I can't thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. No matter what, this was legendary still for me, man, and I appreciate you coming on the show and hanging out, answering questions. And everybody, please follow @AvantMusic.
Yes, please, everybody.
The new album. Let them know
Download the album, stream the album, show your mama how to do it, show your grandmama how to do it, show your greasy grandpappy how to do it. Download the album and stream it, y'all, please.
Will do, man. Yo, bye. I'm going to catch you later, my friend. Love you, bro.
Man.
And please, man, stay safe. And me and you, we got to go get some new Wi-Fi gigs, all right?
Indeed. Hold on. Before we go, I got to do this. Listen. I stepped in the club in your hood. I slowly turned left, and there you stood, you and your friends talking. But when our eyes connect, I knew this, it was just like two ways on me. I'm your king, be my queen, and whatever you want to do tonight, my truck is parked out front, so let's ride. I can read your mind, baby. I know what you're thinking, yeah. It's alright with me, baby. It's alright. I know you want to ride. I know you want to touch. Let me stop, man.
Man! Oh my God! All right, ladies, y'all can go to bed, all right? No panties, you know how we do.
Much love, bro. Appreciate you, brother.
Salute, brother. Love you. Much and I'm going to see you again, all right?
Thanks, man. Much love. Thanks, bro.
No doubt. Big J, I love you, bro. You know what it is. Holla at me later, all right? All right, in case you don't know how to use it, you just, okay, there you go. You got it. Everybody, man, what's up, man? Listen, I apologize if we had some glitches, you know what I mean? It happens sometimes, but we on track. You guys followed us and in this pandemic. We're going to go through things like this, and I love to make sure I fix things and get right for 2021, because come 2021, I ain't trying to have all of this happening again, all right? Listen, Big J, Avant, thank you for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate it. Next week, Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we got my man Drummer Boy Fresh in the building! Drummer Boy Fresh will be in the building this Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Next Thursday, Uncle Luke will be in the building! Yeah, man. Uncle Luke will be here coming soon. Lord Finesse from Digging in the Crates. That's going to be a legendary one. Also, another legendary one is going to be Montel Jordan. We also got Fat Man Scoop coming. We got Baby Soda coming. We got Wyclef coming. We got a lot of people coming, man. So, you know, stay tuned, man. Shout out to Dave County in the building. Shout out to Blaze It Up. They're in the building with me. Shout out to my man Blaze Hunter. You know what it is. Also, keep in mind, my people's in Atlanta. If you step into Atlanta this weekend, I think, I want to say starting tomorrow, they got the grand opening of the Solo Caribbean restaurant. Trust me, man. You want to go eat some Caribbean food, man? Trust me. Yeah, the grand opening is tomorrow. Solo Caribbean restaurant. You can log on to solocaribbeanfood.com. They are located 139 East Crowgame Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia. Please go check my people out. And, you know, we can make that happen. And trust me, they got the Haitian food. They got the Jamaican food and some American food. And that's going to be crazy, man. You need to go check out my people's in Atlanta. And we can make that happen. Now, Broward County, Florida, we are opening Playhouse Mondays back up. Yeah. Playhouse Mondays is coming up this Monday featuring Kid. I need everybody there. All right. Toolbox TV, 305 ETV. I love y'all. Don't forget this Sunday, too. We're going to be at Club Vote in Fort Lauderdale for that brunch party. Shout out to my man, Jay the God. You know what it is, man. Also, shout out to my man, DJ Drop. He in the building. Shout out to my man, Boucher in Miami. Billy Wiz, MP3 Wax. You know how we do. Sweets. You know what it is. Cutty Butty. Wagwan. All right. Everybody that was in the building, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. One.